Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show, or you can even you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air, and you can come on the air and give your comments or opinions. All right, that's 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And hey, please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and here we go. Now, right now, let's do our word of the day. Today's word of the day is sarcasm. Sarcasm. S-A-R-C-A-S-M. Sarcasm is a noun, and it means a sharp and often satirical or ironic utterance designed to cut or give pain. A sharp and often satirical or ironic utterance designed to cut or give pain. The second meaning is a mode of satirical wit depending for its A mode of satirical wit, depending for its effect on bitter, caustic, and often ironic language that is usually directed against an individual. And another meaning, the B meaning of that is the use or language of sarcasm. Okay, so that's your word of the day, sarcasm. All right, so grab that word and write it down because today is Monday. So you have to write sarcasm down as the word of the day. And remember, on Wednesdays at 6:10 p.m., you can call in and win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband if you know the word of the day for the day that I ask for it. So if you listen to the show and hear the word of the day, write it down, jot it down right there, and what day it is, and hang on to that, because on Wednesday, I'll ask maybe for that word that you wrote down. And then you can receive your own Frank Williams Show t-shirt and armband. All right? So that's our word of the day, and that's where we're headed. And right now we're looking at 77 degrees in the ATL. That's our high for today. We're looking at some showers coming in about 7, 8, 9 o'clock. So it's gonna be thunder showers as well. So look out for that. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 degrees, 56 our low tomorrow. Wednesday, a high, partly cloudy, partly sunny, rather. And high 83 on Wednesday, 60 as our low. Thursday, high 84, low 62 in thunderstorms. Friday, rain, high 74, low 53. Saturday, sunshine, 77. Sunday, sunshine, 79. Monday, rain. So that's your rundown for the next few days or the next week. And it's going to be good. So you're looking at rain in a little while. So, you know, watch out for that. Keep that up on yourself. And again, watch out for it. All right. Let's see. What else I wanted to talk about before we got into the show? I guess maybe not much. What's on tonight? Love and Hip, 8 o'clock tonight. Gonna be a good one, I think. And you guys probably, if you're into that drama, you're probably gonna watch. All right. Now, we probably have the dumbest president we've ever had in office before, that we've ever put in office before. The dumbest president that we've ever put in office before, probably by far. by far. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future, of course. But believe me, something is going to happen. Someone got to turn this dude down, cut him away, and get him out of there. Get him out of there. All right. So there you go. And so let's go ahead and get into the topic. Today's topic is entitled, would you date or marry a man or woman that just got out of prison? Would you date or marry a man or woman that just got out of prison? Now, before you answer that, let me tell you this. There are a lot of women out there. I don't know if they're sane or not, but there are a lot of women out there who date or who, you know, constantly write letters to men in prison. I believe that some girl that, y'all remember Charles Manson, right? He's like the, they called the movie Helter Skelter, but he was the ringleader in their band of crazies who went around killing people in California, and like Hollywood, in the posh part of California. And he had sort of a cult going on. And he talked to people about killing other people and doing this and doing that. But anyway, he's in prison right now serving a life sentence. He'll never get out. I'm sure he'll die in prison. He'll never get out. And you know what he said? They said, they asked him before he went into prison, hey, Charles Manson, they said, you know, aren't you going to miss the girls? Because he dealt with a lot of girls. He had a lot of women around him all the time. So he dealt with a lot of girls. A lot of these women did a lot of killing. And they asked him, hey, Charlie, aren't you going to miss the girls? He said, man, come on. I ain't going to miss the girls. And, you know, there's plenty of sex in prison. Okay? And so if you think about that, think about what he said about being plenty of sex in prison. You know, okay, what kind of sex in prison? Sex with other men, of course, is in prison. Unless you know something different. As far as how you can get sex in prison from a woman. But other than that, you're dealing with men, right? You're dealing with men. And these men, you know, dealing with other men, of course, right? And so when someone goes to prison, I'm not talking about the jail for a DUI. I'm talking about the prison for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, even life sentences. These guys are in prison. Not only are they playing with themselves, but they're playing with other men in prison. They're running with these other men. They're having sex acts with other men in these prisons. And so there's lots of disease in prison. And there's lots of sickness in prison. And but there are sick women out here, and I'm sure there are men too who visit these prisons or write to these prisons, trying to get their letter to someone in prison. So Charles Manson been getting letters from this admirer, I guess, and she loves him. A young girl in her 20s. This guy has to be 67, 68 years old, at least. Okay? And there's a young lady out there who adores him, wants to be his wife, or maybe even says that she is his wife right now. Maybe they're even married. Okay? I don't know. Maybe they're even married. And also, who else? The killer, Ted Bundy or whatever. Ted Bundy also has a woman out there. And I think Ted Bundy, which he'll never get out of prison, I think he's actually married to a woman or a young lady who's outside of prison. Okay? And so when you think about it, all these things that go on in prison, like I was saying just a minute ago, all these things that go on in the prison between men that, you know, so-called shouldn't be going on in prison between men, but they do, okay? Everything from every kind of disease out there is probably in prison. I don't know for sure, but I can probably take a good guess and say it's a lot of disease and stuff going around in prison. Okay? And so what would make a woman or a man want to date or want to marry someone who's in prison? I don't know. There's got to be something twisted about that. But when you think about it, why would someone want to date or marry someone who's in prison? I mean, he's never going to get out. I believe that as a wife to someone who's in prison, or as a husband to someone who's in prison, I believe, and I don't know if this is true, okay? I've never been to prison, but I believe that there are some kind of visits that they do now where you can, you know, deal with them. Y'all know what I'm saying? Deal with them. I mean, have an intimate encounter with them. I believe. I don't know if that's true now. Maybe some of you guys know how it works, but if that's the case, then hey, go on, get your grab your man out of prison. Go ahead and, you know, shoot in there and do your thing for a couple hours and come on back home. You know what I'm saying? But again, there are a lot of diseases and a lot of things going around in prison. So would you date a man or even marry a man that just got out of prison? I'm talking about just got out. I'm talking about got out a month ago. He's still trying to find himself. But the woman and the man, y'all been talking. She been writing letters. He been writing letters back for a long time. And now he gets out and y'all meet. Never seen, you know, only seen pictures and stuff of each other. Now y'all meet and get together and you know, the next thing you know, he's jumping up and down on you. But you don't know who he was jumping up and down on and while he was in prison. You don't know who was jumping up and down on him while he was in prison. You don't know, and you can't be sure. I'm just one girl say, I believe in giving folks second chances. Okay. So this man going to walk out of prison today. Okay. You're going to meet him next week somewhere at a, you know, shopping mall or something like that. He come on to you and say something and y'all start talking. Okay. And then next thing you know, y'all dating, y'all go out on a date. You kind of like each other, yada, yada, yada. The normal stuff. But then he tells you that he's been in prison for 7 years. Then, things change, right? Your outlook changed. So that means that you never did, that means that you would not date someone in prison or who just got out of prison. If you knew that, of course, he may not tell you. He may not tell you for a year, for 2 years. One of his friends might tell you one day, hey, you know, George just got out of jail, right? George just got out of prison. He was in prison for 7 years. You didn't know that. Girl, you better watch yourself. Now, George been in prison doing everything. Right? Even women. Women who are in prison, they've been in prison doing everything. Then they get out and want a relationship with you, and you start dating them. They hadn't told you a thing. Start dating them, maybe even fall in love with them. And then the next thing you know, y'all having sex and y'all doing all the stuff that couples do. Then all of a sudden, you go to the doctor and they tell you, "We tested your blood. You got HIV. You got something. You got this and that." And you're like, "What the hell?" And the first thing you think about is what? You think about that man you're dealing with, that woman you're dealing with who just got out of prison. I'm good on second chances too, but I'm thinking about she's saying about second chances about him being able to get out and get him a job and stuff like that, having a second chance at making a living. That's what I thought she was talking. You talking about second chances, bro, the relationship? Oh, hell no. That ain't happening. You know, that ain't happening. I might see the girl on the street. She might be fine as wine. But still, guys, girls, you have to get to know these people. Before you get into sex and all this stuff, please get to know that person. Ask some questions. You know, dig into it. You know, he take you to meet his folks or meet his family, meet his sister, brother, whatever. Ask some questions. Find out for yourself. Make sure of who you have. Make sure of who you're dealing with, who you might be dealing with. But the question is today, would you date or marry a man or a woman that just got out of prison? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And you know, see, when you think about someone who's been in prison for a long time, they've got a totally different mentality than the other free men on the street. Totally different mentality. And just because of that, you have to dig into their personal life. Find out who they are, where they are, with whatever. And once you find out that they've been in prison and he didn't come clean with you, what would you wish? What's going to be your next move? What's going to happen next? I tell you what's going to happen with me. She going to be kicked to the curb. I mean, all the way to the curb. So, I would not date or marry someone from prison. That's just me. I couldn't do it. And if they didn't tell me once I found out, I had to cut them loose. That's just me. That's my preference. I don't have to have a woman out of prison. You don't have to have a man out of prison. But sometimes people will fool you with some of this nonsense. They tell you all kind of stories, this and that, yada, yada, yada. That's the way it is. So, anyway, guys, that's all the time I have in the show today. Well, a couple minutes left, but I wanted to play something for you guys. I see a lot of people up on the show. I want to play something for you guys that I grabbed the other day and put it on the show. But this is, you know, what, you know, we used to listen to back in the day. And I say back in the day, I'm talking about when I was in high school and early college, things like that. This is what we used to listen to back in the day. And this is how we did it. Hey, guys, I'm going to shut down the show now. Join me tomorrow. Again, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, you guys, take care of yourselves. And remember, that rain's coming in about 7, 8, 9 o'clock tonight. So if you're out and about, be ready for it and be careful. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you. Let's see if I can get this thing to go. Yeah, here we go. Come on. Oh, I got you right there. I know I got you.
Uncle Ricky, what's your bedtime story, please?
All right,
you kids get to bed. I get the storybook.
Come
all tucked in?
Yeah.
Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and my sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic, he said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap, but little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed
Sorry.
Him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers, cat. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Knock, 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 knock,